You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The road congestion phenomenon known as March Madness, which hits Auckland every year, has begun. With Auckland Transport estimating travel times on motorways will increase up to 41% this month. The City Rail Link is set to open later this year, offering potential congestion relief in the future, but Auckland public transport fares continue to increase, potentially offsetting this investment as a complete solution. To discuss the extent of March congestion issues and how they can be solved, I talked to Senior Lecturer in Architecture and Planning from the University of Auckland, Dr. Tim Welsh. March Madness sees a large increase in Auckland congestion and travel time every year. Could you explain this phenomenon to us and tell us why it happens?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird phenomenon, and it's been happening for ages. And the important thing to know is it's not actually just focused on driving. We see huge spikes in ridership on public transportation. We see massive increases in cycling numbers. So it's across every mode in every part of the network. And some people think it's related mostly to a return of universities or a return to students to universities. The University of Auckland starts around the beginning of March, the first week or second week of March, and other universities follow as well. And then there's just a lot of people kind of coming back from the holidays, maybe some late people back from those trips, and the weather's a little more settled, so people are out and about more. And kind of just stack up to create transportation chaos for the month.
With those issues in mind, could you explain to us some potential solutions to this problem and maybe how public transport could be used?
Yeah, so I think we're getting a little more proactive about addressing the issue. Often, kind of the historical stance was be prepared, think about leaving early if you're driving to work or wherever, and buckle up for the bumpy traffic ride. There's been work on Auckland Transport's part recently to increase the concessions, so make fares cheaper. But they're still kind of limited to that aspect. We could be doing a lot more. We could drop fares or even make them, dare I say, free for a larger swath of the community to encourage more ridership on public transportation. We can work year-round until March to make cycling infrastructure safer and more connected to encourage more active modes. So there's a lot of things we could be doing, not just in March, but the rest of the year that would prepare us and maybe even mitigate completely this March Madness idea.
Despite these being potential solutions for this problem, recently, government decisions have seemed to discourage non-car forms of transport. For example, free fares for children were cut in 2024. And in 2023, then-Transport Minister Simeon Brown instructed local authorities to stop pro-cycling and walking projects. Do you think these decisions have exacerbated problems? And did they show a lack of willingness from the current government to explore public transport solutions?
Yeah, I mean, the difficulty is once you start cutting funding to any mode outside of the car, you're going to naturally push more people into the car. We've historically kind of rolled out the red carpet to cars, and so we've made it cheap and fast for people to get in their car and drive virtually anywhere, but it's much more of a challenge to take public transportation or active modes. And certainly reducing funding at the national level for things like walking and cycling and increasing fares for public transportation. The half-price fares and free child fares were wildly popular and very successful in terms of boosting transport ridership. It costs the government some money, but that money often is recovered in terms of reduced crash and better reliability on our road network. So when those things get canceled out, we naturally see a significant increase in vehicle trips. And once we see more traffic on the network, unfortunately, our buses are often stuck in that traffic as well. So it slows down the buses and makes them less attractive, pushes more people into the car, and we get into that kind of vicious cycle of more trips and reducing the use of other modes.
A positive investment the government has made into public transport is the City Rail Link, which is expected to open later this year. How much of an impact do you think this will have on congestion issues and limiting travel time?
Yeah, I mean, most of the reports are pretty positive on what the City Rail Link will do. It's definitely going to create more of kind of a metro system. You'd expect an easier way to get around downtown and into the inner suburbs. It'll make trips more efficient for sure. The level to which it's going to mitigate traffic, it's hard to say. It's one piece of what needs to be a broader solution. We should, you know, also think about how we could price driving in a way that would encourage more ridership on that City Rail Link and public transportation in general, and move to other modes as well. But it certainly will have a positive impact. We just don't know how big that impact will be.
Another form of positive impact that it could potentially have is environmental benefits. Could you touch on some of what we could expect to see here from investment in public transport and cycling and walkways?
Yeah, anytime we have traffic on a road, cars become much bigger polluters. So we already know that a lot of the air quality that we see in our urban areas is impacted by tailpipe emissions from trucks and cars and buses to some extent. And the slower those vehicles go and the less efficient our road network is, the worse it gets. So any trip we can move from inside a car to public transport or on a bike or on foot is a small but important increase in the quality of our air, or reduction in emissions. So the more people we get out of cars and into these other modes is certainly a big improvement. And the other benefit is that a lot of our public transportation system is becoming electrified. Our trains are electric, and a significant portion of the bus fleet is becoming electric. And so we already have a very efficient, low emissions alternative to driving in place. So if we can get more people on that mode, then we're naturally going to decrease emissions and improve air quality in the cities.
That was Senior Lecturer in Architecture and Planning from the University of Auckland, Dr. Tim Welsh, speaking to me about how to fix Auckland's March congestion issues.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.